If you would this morning, take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter number 20. The book of Exodus, chapter number 20. And then if you want to find Proverbs chapter 30, we'll be reading two verses. Exodus chapter 20, Proverbs chapter 30. Of course, the book of Exodus gives to us the contents of the commandments that the Lord gave to His people Israel. And by the way, there are 10 of them, not 6, as you've been hearing in the news. There are 10 commandments of the Lord. And this morning, I want us to read in verse number 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's very simple, very straightforward. Not a whole lot of questions can be asked. And it just simply tells us to honor our fathers and our mothers. And this is the commandment that's given with promise. The promise is that we would live long upon the face of the earth or upon the land that God had given unto Israel. Now, that is the commandment that God gave to His people that I believe is still active today, that we are to honor our parents. And this being Mother's Day, I believe we could very well say honor not just thy father and mother, but honor thy mother. And now turn over to the book of Proverbs chapter 30. And we're going to see the extreme of what is given to us in Exodus. Going to go the extreme the other way. Exodus says to honor our fathers and our mothers. The book of Proverbs and verse number 11 of chapter 30 says, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Now that's as far, the pendulum has swung as far as it can from where we read in Exodus that we are to honor our mother and our fathers. We find that God tells us that there is an honor that we are to give, but yet as time progresses, we find that Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, he says, there is a generation that cursed their father and a generation that does not even bless their mother. And so here we have two extremes, and of course the one that God said is not an extreme. It just ought to be a common everyday thing for us as children. And by the way, we all at one time were children. I remember asking here one Mother's Day how many of us had mothers, and some didn't raise their hand. So we sometimes we wonder about that. But we all have mothers and had mothers. We all have been children or have children. And the Scripture, God says, His command is that we honor our mother. But the generation that is around us, a generation has come up here to Israel. And Solomon says that that generation that's pure in their own eyes, and they do what they want to do, and so therefore they curse their father and they do not bless their mother. To many, motherhood is only a dark shadow. To many people, it's just something that can be traced and remembered and maybe the details filled in with our imaginations. There's many role models for motherhood, and many of the up-to-date things that we see around us, those role models are not very good models at all. Our modern culture has corrupted motherhood with the interpretation of human rights and other things that affect the contemporary home. The pop culture gives us several improper descriptions of motherhood and the things that we see in the culture around us. Postmodern theology gives us and contributes even less, and that makes more confusion as to what the home is and what motherhood is. We're living a very serious crisis. We're living in a time that motherhood certainly is in crisis. We have leadership in our government that really does not consider the home as very important. We have leadership in our nation that comes out with statements that they are really against the home. And even this past week, the president and the vice president and some others have come out with statements that they are in 100% total agreement of same-sex marriage, to have the same standing as a married couple. We're living in desperate times, and the Bible tells us that there is a generation that curses their father, a generation that does not bless their mother. And God tells us there are things that will happen because of that. If a person treats mother as he or she should, then mother will not be cursed. If a person will treat their parents as they should, then they will not curse them. They will bless them. And so this morning, I want us to think about the likeness of our mother, and what she should be, or what a mother ought to be, and how it is given to us in the Scripture. It really has been said that the mother is the hub on which everything else turns in the home, and that's pretty true. While the father goes out and works, and the mother stays home, she that's able to do that, she makes everything right as can be, and makes things well when things are maybe not well. If there's five people there and there's only four servings, she didn't like it anyway, and so that way everybody else gets it and she's left out. And that seems to be the way that it has been. Her influence is very great, and thank God for our mothers. I put just a little statement in the bulletin this morning of some of the things I remember about my home and growing up and being a child and having parents that loved God, had a testimony for the Lord. And my mother wasn't perfect. My mother was far from that, but she was, in my heart, was a great lady. And we thank God for mothers. And so this morning I want us to just give us some things what mother is like, what our mothers should be like. First of all, I believe she should be like a teacher. Put those comical things in the bulletin this morning, things I've learned from my mother. And I wish I'd have printed out all of them, because some of them are really, really good. She taught me religion. When she said, "You better pray that will come out of that carpet." You better pray. She taught me how to time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. We've heard that. She taught us logic, I said a while ago, because I said so, that's why. And she taught us more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your net, you're not going to the store with me. And so that's real logical stuff. She taught me anticipation. Oh, I've heard this 100 times. Just wait till you get home. Just wait. And you didn't want to ever go home. That was the time you wanted to stay at wherever you were forever and ever. So mother is like a teacher. She teaches us. She gives us, and the right kind of mother teaches a son or a daughter to stay away from the things that this book tells us to stay away from. A right mom will give us that we are to have the right kind of company. We're to be honest. We're to be upright. And our words are to be true. And our bond is what it ought to be. And so the right kind of mother is like a teacher. She gives us the Word of God and the ways of God. She gives us shows us the works of God in her life. And the things that she does gives forth the blessings of God upon us. It's almost like she is living the Great Commission in her own life and teaching us to observe all things whatsoever He has commanded us. It's like she has given us a mandate. These things, the Bible says, these things command and teach. And so she tells us and she teaches us. I guess the first remembrance I have of Scripture is my mother and my grandmother teaching Sunday school classes that I was in, and the reading of the Bible at home, and those things that were very very important to us. And it was a mandate that they felt as though they needed to teach and had to teach this little boy something about the Bible. And so we find that they give us the commission, they give us a mandate, they give us great advice and help us to learn what it means to come to the Lord and come to God. And so a mother is a teacher. Everything she does, she teaches. And especially if a mother has a daughter, she wants to teach that daughter how to become a mother herself and how to become a good wife. And she teaches and trains and gives those things out. And as the children grow, we learn and we understand that mom knew more than I thought she did. It's amazing how much we realize they know after we get older and understand than when we were growing up, when they tried to tell us what they knew. And we didn't want that and we didn't desire that, but they're all along, all the time, trying and wanting to give us the teaching and the training from God's Word. So she's like a teacher. Now, all of us this morning can say, I can remember some things that my mom taught me. I'm sure if we was to go around the auditorium this morning and just ask for a testimony, there'd be some things that we would remember that might stand out in our mind more than other things of something that our mothers have taught us in the way of life and have given to us that we have in our personal walk with the God and personal walk with the Lord, how that she taught us and trained us to look after the things of God's Word. And thank God for godly mothers. Mothers that we can go back and understand that they knew exactly and instructing those things unto us and giving us the understanding and the knowledge of the truth and even to the subject of repentance and being able to turn ourselves over to God and to turn to the Lord for salvation. So thank God for the teacher that's in the home. We have teachers in schools. We have teachers in different places. But the greatest teacher that you'll have and the greatest teacher that you'll be is a mother. Training those children in the home. Not only is she like a teacher, but we know she's like a nurse. Takes care of all the hurts and the bruises. And how many times we hear our mom say, come and I'll kiss the hurt away. That's an action of love and compassion. A nurse looks after the patients with diligent care. A nurse will come at the beckoning call of the patient. And whatever is needed there, she tries to do that. And she will take care of the things that even when she feels like she needs to be doing something else or maybe even taking care of herself, a good nurse is an unselfish person. Now, I don't believe I could be in the medical field. I don't believe I could do that. But thank God for those that are and thank God for those that can be. Because there's going to come a time in all of our lives that we need someone to help us. And our mother was that one that was in the home that helped us in so many things and so many issues and so many problems and the hurts and the bruises and the scrapes and the scrubs that we had. And she had to do things that maybe she didn't want to do. I remember one time that I really disappointed my mom and my dad because of a foolish thing that I did as a boy. We lived in a little town. Some of you know where it is. I know David knows. A little town of Crane, Kentucky. And there in that little community of just a few people, it was at that time was a pretty steep hill coming down. And I had this bright idea that I was going to ride my bicycle. I'm going to see. I had a speedometer on my bicycle. And I wanted to see if I could peg that thing out. It pegged at 40. Yeah, you're all laughing. You know what the rest of the story is. Well, down at the bottom of the hill, there was a curve. And as you curved, there was a turnoff. And I said, I believe I can make that turn. I was going about 35, 38. I didn't peg it out because I got on the ground before I did. But I got down there at that curve. I said, instead of going straight, I believe I'll turn in here. Only thing I didn't realize was there was a lot of gravel there on that curve. And when those bicycle tires hit that gravel and it rolled, so did I. And before it was all over, I had 21 stitches up this arm. Only problem was that day when my dad got off work, we were supposed to go on vacation. And the doctor said, you're not going anywhere. And that was a disappointment. But you know what? I didn't hear any fussing about it. I didn't hear any I heard a little bit of discussion about why I shouldn't have done that, but not a lot. I didn't get what I probably deserved. But Mom took care of things. She took care of the arm. She changed the dressing. She did all those things that she wasn't trained to do, but she was like a nurse. And she was like that one that that as progress goes on, she taught me, but now she has to take care of a herd and take care of a problem. Now, we were going all the way across the state to Richmond, Kentucky, where my grandfather lived, and my dad's from Richmond, and all the family is there, all the Richardson family are there. And if you look in the phone book, about half of the R's are Richardsons, and they're all my in-laws, outlaws or something, and I don't know any of them, but they're all from that same group. And we were to go there, and Dad hadn't seen his father in probably a couple of years, and all of a sudden we couldn't go. That was a disappointment. I know it was. I know how I would feel. And I know it was because to go that far back then was a pretty good journey. And it wasn't too long after that. We did get to go a few weeks after that, and then just a little while after that, my grandfather passed away. And I'm so glad we got to go. But that one time was deterred from doing that because of some silly things that I thought would be fun. But my mom was the nurse. She took care of it. I'm glad, thank God, for a mom that cares. And very unselfish in all the things that they do. Not only was she like a teacher, not only was she like a nurse, but the mother that is a real mother and a good mother, she's like a counselor. She gives the best advice. She gives the advice that sometimes we receive and sometimes we don't receive. She gives the advice that we sometimes want to hear and sometimes we don't want to hear it. But she's the counselor. She's the one that helps us. And she's not a professional counselor. And her cost is not very much. But on the other hand, she can give you the right counsel. She is the one that gives the free advice. And she's the one that comes up in hard times. And she comforts the heart. And she counsels the soul. And she never leaves away from us. And death can't rob us from those great memories. And my mom's in heaven, been there for about a little over 4 years now. But death hadn't robbed me from those memories. Death hadn't taken that from me, that she was that counselor that the Bible tells us that we have a great counselor, and his name is the Lord. And she is a mother that is right, a mother that is spiritual and right with God, and a saved mother. She'll reflect what God has given to us in the counselor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for counsel. Now, I'm sure that every time a mother opens her mouth, sometimes the counsel is not exactly as it should be. Sometimes it's not as it ought to be, but she's the counselor that helps us. And when she's the one that's in tune with the Lord, most of the time, she'll do what's right. Most times she'll give you the right advice. Sometimes I took it. Sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I sat there and acted like I was taking it when I said, "Boy, this is crazy. And this is not, I'm not going to do that. I don't believe that's right. I'm going to do what I want to do." And when I did, I usually found out that her counsel was right. And so we're here at Mother's Day, and when the Scripture says there's a generation that curses their father and they do not bless their mother, I believe this morning as a child of God, we should bless our parents. We should thank God for them, and we should be to the place that we would realize what they do for us and how that we can honor them in this day, and especially this day called Mother's Day. A mother is a person that is a dear friend. I mean a dear friend. And the older we get, the more we realize the friendship that they give to us. Young or old, the best friend we'll ever have is our mother. Whether a man or woman, it does not matter. The best friend we'll have in this world, is our mother. Now, I can probably qualify that as our parents. Now, the best friend we'll ever have is Jesus Christ. Thank God He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is one that's always there. But if a mother's the right kind, she is like that friend that sticketh closer. She is like that one. She's the real thing. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loveth at all times." That sounds like a mom. There's times that we do wrong and she loves us. There's times we do right, She loves us. There's times we do wrong. God loves us. And He cares for us. He may chasten us, but He never loses His love for us. And so we find that our mom is that one that is really a reflection of who Jesus Christ is. A reflection of what God has given to us through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Mom is a reflection if she's the right kind of mom. If she's that right kind of person. So when the Lord said there in Exodus that we are to honor our father and our mother, that our days may be long, then we need to realize that I would say to myself, I believe I'll go tell. And then I realize I can't do that. And I'm sure all of us have those same things that have lost our parents. We get to the point that we almost forget they're gone. And we say, well, I think I'll go. I wish I could tell mom that. I wish I could share those things. And then there's things that you wish you could ask. Oh, my goodness. If I could ever give advice to anybody that your mother's still alive, then learn all that you can about things of the past. I have multitudes of pictures, and I have no idea who they are. I mean, just stacks of pictures. I remember us looking at them, going through them. I remember her telling me stories about some of those folks, but I don't have that. Those things are forever gone. There is one lady that I went down to see not too long ago, and I had a whole stack of pictures. She's almost 90 years old herself. She's the oldest one I know of in that area that's in my family. And she's just a cousin, was a first cousin to my mom. And so we began to go through some pictures, and boy, she knew a lot of them. And I was able to write some things down and to have that for later generations. And so we need to realize that our moms are friends, and we need to ask some questions. I can remember my grandmother and my mother talking about, especially my grandmother, as she went through the Great Depression, some of the things that they had to do, and some of the things they had to go through. The generation that we're living in right now would not survive what they went through. Because most of us don't even know how to put a grain of wheat in the field, much less eat of the fruit of the land. And so we find that these are things that we need to have and need to get and need to remember. And all these are good, a teacher and a nurse and a counselor and a friend. All those things are great. And that's a wonderful picture that we have of our moms. But most of all, I think she ought to be like Christ. Christ-like. Especially as a Christian. Now, we're talking about Christian moms now. The generation we're living in, they curse their father. They don't bless their mother. They don't care. But the generation that of a Christian, the child of God, and to be raised in a Christian home is the greatest blessing that could ever be. And every generation we lose more and more. Many people, I'm sure some of us in this building, have come to know the Lord and forgiveness of sins simply because of their mother. They have come to know the Lord simply because of the way that they presented Christ to us in a daily activity, in a daily walk. Wise is that mother who will pray and work to the end of her children coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Worthy is that woman, and great is that woman in her actions and attitudes and her accomplishments that will point her children to the Lord. Because that's all that we have now on this side of eternity. I remember the Bible talks about Timothy, his mother and his grandmother. Pretty important characters in Timothy's life. The Bible says that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, Paul writing to Timothy says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned or the pure love or pure faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice." So Paul writes to Timothy and he says, Timothy, you have a real, true, and pure love. And it's in your heart and in your life because your grandmother, Lois, she had that kind of love. And she presented that to her daughter. And your mother, Eunice, and she has presented that to you. And so Timothy, and of course we have the great actions of Timothy in the Word of God. And here he says, Paul says, "And I persuade that it's in thee also." So what Timothy had in his life, it came because of a mother and a grandmother that presented to him the Lord Jesus and presented to him unfeigned faith or real faith or true faith, true love and true accomplishment for God. Oh, to be like the Lord. The goal of a godly mother, I believe, is to realize that they need to be conformed to the image of His Son. To be conformed, the Bible says in Romans 8:29. The model mother is one that has borne in the image in this earth, but has borne the image of the heavenly, according to 1 Corinthians 15:49. The goal of the mother is to present the Lord. The model of the mother is to have the image of the heavenly or the image of the Son of God in their life. And to be changed into that glory of the Lord. The Bible says one day that we will be changed and our vile bodies may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. And that's what takes place in the child of God because of a mother that tells the truth of salvation. We learn that there's an old man, there's a new man. We learn that there's a saved man, a lost man. We learn that there's a righteousness and unrighteousness because the knowledge of our mother has given us the truth that's salvation. And you and I this morning, we can think of our future in this aspect. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 2 says, "Beloved, we are now the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is." And you and I this morning, we have the gospel in our hearts. We have the message of salvation in our lives because of an influence of a mom, an influence of a parent that gives to us life eternal. Without a doubt, mother makes home a home. Some have denied, but there is that motherly instinct that's in every mother. I have some quotes here that I wanted to share with you. And about mother. And I don't know some of the folks that's made these statements. I know some of them I do not. "Love droops and youth fades and the leaves of friendship fall. But the mother's love outlives them all," Oliver Wendell Holmes. "All those things may pass away, but mom is mom." I don't know how many mothers I've heard say, I don't know how many parents I've heard say, "I know my child is doing wrong. I know my child has done wrong. But they're still my child." I know that I don't agree with what they're doing, but I love them because they're mine. And how true that is. John Quincy Adams, one of our early presidents, said, "All that I am, my mother made me." Pretty good influence. Napoleon Bonaparte, he said, "Let France have good mothers and she will have good sons." You got good mothers, you'll have good children. Jill Bennett, I do not know, but she made the statement, "Never marry a man who hates his mother because one day he'll end up hating you." We've all heard this one, "Mothers hold their children's hand but a short while, but their hearts forever." These are all things about our moms. I like this one, Elizabeth Stone. "Making a decision to have a child is monumentous. It is to decide forever to have your heart go walking around outside your body." It's pretty good. And then one last one. This is good. "The moment a child is born, a mother also is born. She never existed before. The woman within her existed, but the mother never did. A mother is something absolutely new. Thank God for mothers. In these days in which we live, in a nation that doesn't care about much of anything, I'm glad that we have the Word of God that delivers to us some things that we should know and some things that we should understand about our parents. And it came out in the very, very first part of the Word of God: honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land that I give thee. May God help us to honor and not be a part of the generation that is before us that curse their father and do not bless their mother. You see, the commandment to honor the father and mother is the commandment given with promise. God promises, you do this, I'll give you life. I'll give you more days. I'll give you extension of days. So may God help us to honor. I try to honor the memory of my mom. I try to honor her. And we that are living and have our mothers living, we certainly should honor them. Now, I'm not saying put our mothers above the Lord. That's idolatry. But I'll tell you what, they're up there pretty high. It is God. He's the one we answer to. It is the home under that. And all things work in precise agreement as we find in the Word. So moms, thank you this morning. Those of you that are servants of the Lord and those that are trying to guide and have and teach home and guide the family, thank you. And for those that the children that are growing up, you need to honor your moms and your dads. It doesn't hurt to go around every once in a while and say, thank you, Mom. It doesn't hurt to say, thanks, Dad. Not necessarily that they've given you something, but just thank you, because they are something. And I pray that this day will be a good day, an easy day, to enjoy either the fellowship and friendship of our moms, or to enjoy the memories. Thank God for them. Let's stand together this morning.